Blue Sky Bubble, Bill Maher schools Patton Oswalt on Muslim grooming gang scandal in Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on November 18, 2025. HBO's real-time host Bill Maher chastised the Blue Sky Bubble in a discussion with Patton Oswalt, in which Maher informed his fellow comedian about the scourge of the Muslim child rape grooming gangs in England. In the latest episode of his Club Random podcast, Bill Maher lamented modern echo chambers in which people on both sides of the political divide can be simply unaware of major developments due to their curated social media silos, such as on the leftist-dominated ex-alternative Blue Sky. Demonstrating this reality, Maher probed comedian and actor Patton Oswalt on his own blind spots, at one point telling Oswalt he's missed several major headline-making events because it doesn't get in the Blue Sky bubble. In particular on issues surrounding Islamic immigration into countries like the United Kingdom. Noting that many areas of the country are no longer recognizably British, Maher said that such places have become Islamicized, to put it briefly. When pressed if he was aware of the predominantly Pakistani Muslim child rape grooming gangs, Oswalt said that he was not, before questioning in jest if Maher was referring to the British royal family. See, that's a big story. This is in the UK. That went on from like the 80s to the present. I'm talking about Pakistani men, who are immigrants, who were grooming poor, impoverished, white girls mostly and making them into prostitutes and sex slaves and like really nasty shit that would pass for more normal in a traditional Pakistani society where women are not considered equal citizens, Maher said. The Club Random host went on to impress upon Oswalt that issues of gender apartheid in the Islamic world should be a major focus of the left, if it was actually concerned with combating oppression. We're not really seeing the world the same way. And I think I'm seeing it much more clearly. Gender apartheid should be your number one issue if you really care about oppression. I'm talking about hundreds of millions of the world's women. And it's mostly because of the tenets of Islam. This is what's going on in England, and England is having a big problem these days because, in the interest of DEI, they are allowing practices that are so illiberal. Which is the great irony. This is the least liberal thing you could be, is treating women as second-class citizens. When further pressed on how the grooming gang scandal failed to get on his radar, Oswalt pushed back, saying that he reads The Guardian newspaper, which Maher branded as far-left and lacking in standards. While The Guardian and other liberal media outlets in Britain previously accused those of highlighting the predominance of Pakistani Muslims among grooming gangs as being conspiracy theorists and catering to the so-called far-right, the left-wing Labour Party government was forced to admit the role that ethnicity and religion played in the systematic abuse of thousands of young girls across England for decades and was forced to backtrack on its own position and launch a national inquiry. The inquiry is set to examine the failures of local authorities to protect young girls from grooming gang predators, raping and pimping them out within their communities. While victims were often branded by local authorities as prostitutes despite being under the age of consent, police and other officials were frequently found to have overlooked offenders for fear of appearing racist or stoking local ethnic tensions. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.